This is Morning Edition on listener-supported Maine Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Erwin Gratz. Elver season is in full swing, and at an average of more than $2,500 a pound, the price of the little glass eels is the highest it's ever been. Nora Flaherty looks at Maine's fishery and why it's basically the only one in the country in a story online at mainepublic.org. So what are elvers, and why are they here?
Well, elvers are basically tiny see-through eels that are about a year old. They are worth a ton of money because they're in high demand for Asian food, and they have to be caught live and shipped there. As for why they're here, that is complicated and actually kind of mysterious. They hatch out in the Sargasso Sea, which is a salty, seaweed-filled part of the Atlantic Ocean. Then they float around on the current for several months, and somehow they get out of that current and into the Gulf Stream, and then they get kind of spit out all along the Atlantic coast.
So why then is Maine the only state that fishes them?
Well, Maine is technically not the only state that fishes them, but it is the only state that has a significant commercial quota. Okay, so the bigger question is how that happened. To answer that question, you have to go back to the 70s when a Japanese attaché sent a message to Maine's Department of Marine Resources asking if the state had enough eels for a commercial fishery. The job of researching that fell to William Sheldon. Okay, you might have heard Sheldon's name. He did plead guilty to interstate elver poaching in late 2017. But back then, in the 70s, he was just a guy who worked at DMR, and he went out and he did some research. He ended up getting really into this and inventing an elver trap and a means of getting them to Japan alive. And he and a few other fishermen basically invented what became a vigorous commercial fishery for elvers. Over the years, the fishery grew. At the same time, there started to be worries that American eels might go extinct. So the state started regulating the fishery, and then when the agency that regulates fisheries for the whole Atlantic coast decided to set commercial fishing quotas to regulate eels, Maine was already ready. And generally, the other states, they didn't really have big elver fisheries in place, and many of them did have big adult or yellow eel fisheries. Yellow eels, mostly they are bait for recreational fishing. So if these states had to choose to only be allowed a certain amount of eel, they wanted yellow eel, which is definitely not worth as much, but it's much more stable.
But is there something about Maine that makes it a really good place for elvers?
There is Maine's history of having this fishery, which is no small thing, that cultural factor. Maine also has a really good system in place that awards elver licenses in an orderly fashion, which is a big deal in this fishery, and more or less gets rid of poaching. And there's also the fact that our rivers are not blocked by as many dams as our rivers in other states. And Maine being relatively rural doesn't hurt either, since there are what one fisherman described to me as an unholy amount of intact waterways in the state.
Why are elvers so expensive?
The Japanese food industry wants them. But you can't breed eels in an eel farm. It's because eel sex is determined after they're born. And for some reason, they turn out to be mostly male if they're bred in captivity. So they need to be caught alive, and Asian and European eels, which are preferred, are now both endangered. In fact, the first really big price hike started in 2011 when the tsunami near Tokyo wiped out these huge stockpiles of eels. Suddenly, the demand for American eel increased a lot, and fishermen found themselves getting a couple $1,000 a pound for them.
Why don't other states want to get in on this?
Well, I mean, a big part of this is that it's just a pain. States can apply to the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission to get a commercial quota for elvers, but they'd have to show they were taking various steps, some of which are very expensive, to improve conditions for eel species health.
Thanks, Nora.
Thanks, Erwin.
You can find out more information and see some pictures in Nora's story on Maine's elver fishery. That's at mainepublic.org.